What are five things, not a single things you need in 10 seconds?
Oh, crap. A hairbrush, bobby pins, pins, notepad pens.
Five non-essential things you need in 10 seconds.
My phone, my laptop, my camera, some paper, and colorful markers.
Okay. I'll answer myself too. Mine would be the kazoo, books, the mic definitely, phone. I froze up. I thought so hard about this yesterday. Like, I was like, I'm gonna say this, and I forgot all of it. Yeah.
I said the wrong thing.
I know. Like, I don't know. It depends on what you think as non-essential. Like, I was thinking, like, technology is kind of essential. So it's like, I don't really think you need it. What's a memorable meme that lives rent-free in your head?
Oh my god, I really don't know very many memes. This is such a bad question for me.
I can come back to you if you want.
Yeah, but you come back to me?
Okay. What's a memorable meme that lives rent-free in your head?
A meme?
Yeah.
I don't know. Come back to me.
Okay. What's a memorable meme that lives rent-free in your head?
Oh my god, I have no idea. This is too hard.
I know.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, mine would be like the, oh, there's so many. I don't even know. Like the one where it's like the, like, oh. There's so many. I can't pick just one. Emma, a question? Oh, wait, you have an answer? Okay.
The only way I can think of is like the Kermit one, like looking in the mirror and it's like.
Oh, the
like,
sad one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mine would be the one where he's sipping the tea.
No!
Nice.
That's
all
the
meme.
Yeah. Okay. Emma, memorable meme that lives rent free in your head?
Memorable meme that lives rent free in my head?
Yeah.
Free Bobby Shmurda or whatever his name is. I don't know.
That's okay. Memorable meme that lives rent-free in your head.
I can't share my memorable memes, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
The little baby. And he's like, I'll pull up a picture. I don't know.
It's a podcast. I'm not going to see it.
But you can see it, and you can probably describe it better.
Okay, that's right.
Where is it?
Oh, the baby with the fist?
Yeah, he's like that.
Oh, like you can do it? Okay.
Michael Jordan crying is hilarious. I think that's funny. It's got great use.
Okay. Memorable meme that lives rent free in your head.
Oh. I like the SpongeBob one. Where he's like, the like caveman SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
The cock show one?
Yes.
Memorable meme.
There's like this big baby, and it says it's like, I'm on a seafood diet, and then I see food and I eat it.
I don't know, but good is it, one.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, Becca.
I can't think of anything.
It's okay.
Mr. Joseph, are you an
Do you have a memorable meme that is rent-free in your head?
Not in my head.
Oh, okay. Do you have a memorable meme?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Kermit meme. Like
which
the
one?
Hooded Kermit and then other Kermit.
Yeah.
Same as on A. We thought it was hilarious.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Memorable meme.
Oh, God. I don't know. Wait, give me some time to think about it because I have a lot of funny ones, but I can't think of them right now.
Okay. It's okay. Do I interview people on screen? In person? I don't really know. Okay, this is it so far. Five non-essential things that you need in 10 seconds. Five non-essential things that you need to live in 10 seconds.
Oh my god, this is so hard. Wait. Okay.
Five.
A book.
Three.
The Ariel's socks.
That's it. Time's up. Okay.
Bad job. Okay. That's so embarrassing.
Okay.
Same question.
Yeah, five. Again. Yeah, five. Five unessential things that you need in your life. In 10 seconds.
Clothes, makeup, shampoo, soap, water bottle.
Essential. I said non-essential.
Non-essential.
Yeah,
do you
like. Okay, five non-essential things you need in life.
Okay. My phone, In-N-Out Veggie Burger, Converse, my necklace, and mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay. Five non-essential things you need in your life in 10 seconds.
A hairbrush, a sponge, soap, a sink, and a bathtub.
That was pretty good.
Starting.
Who said
that?
Someone goes. Oh, Manny, you talked about, you know, if God would just come down, right? You said, would that be there? It'll be easier. What was I saying? It'll be easier to believe.
It was like it'd be short-lived. And, like, just change, like, everything about, like, what you believe in.
Yeah. Yeah, some people say, yeah, God just made him so visible. But remember it, making oneself visible. They are reducing themselves to a specific place in a specific time. Right now, if God loves everybody, how long is it going to take for an appointment to see
like
God?
A minute. What? A minute.
What?
All just you.
So I mean that becomes much harder, right? But you know, if he presents himself to you, right, or me, you know, okay. I'm skipping this. Why is it all me?
I feel like this is inaccurate.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like this is not something you actually said.
Yeah.
It's hard with closed captioning because it's,
it did a horrible job. That was so funny.
Yeah.
That was so
really
good.
Bad.
Okay, sir, from Jack Radachi. Go.
Why? The prayer right now.
Oh, shoot, sorry.
Okay, we got a prayer to do now.
No. Okay, so I took too much melatonin one night, as I usually do, and Claire was on drugs in my dream, and we could, like, see what she was thinking about, and I was with Ella Whiteford, and we were looking at Claire's brain, and she was doing, like, math, and then I remember, like, me, like, my brain outside of the dream was thinking, like, Charlotte, you have to, like, look closely at Claire's brain. I want to, like, figure out what math she's doing so that you can do it later or something like that. Like, outside of the dream, I was thinking that.
That was, like, from drugs.
Yeah. And then I couldn't figure it out, and I was upset with myself. Like, me outside of the dream. During the dream, I was like, why can't I see what Claire's doing? Why don't I understand? I want to be able to do this outside of the dream. So I thought that was weird.
That's like dreamception. Too many dreams.
Yeah, it was like lucid dreams or something.
Okay, the reason why I had the mic was to ask Mr. O the question. Are you ready, Mr. O?
Probably not.
Okay, it's a time question. It's a timed question.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I didn't ask you this either.
Multiplication tables.
No, it's not that. Five non-essential things that you need to live. And, no, that makes living bearable. And you have 10 seconds.
No, what are five things you use every day?
Music. Socks.
Five.
Vehicles.
Four.
No, stop.
Three. Two. Is that five?
That's all I got. No, it's three.
Wait, okay. What are five?
Recap of the week. Things are actually going good. School is finally beginning to be more interesting than it usually is. I don't really know what else to say. Good week overall in general, and I'm looking forward to probably just, I don't know, finishing my book, classic. I'm reading Emma right now, Chef's Kiss to Jane Austen, and I don't really know what else I'm looking forward to. That's okay, though. Life's going all right. And, yeah. I still never know how to end this. Like, apt, even though I'm like, this is the fourth episode in, and I don't know. Hope you have a good weekend, and you know your worth, and remember to be outside. Yeah.